Section 10, Federal Rules of Civil Procedure. Overview and Important Rules. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, FRCP, govern the conduct of civil actions brought in federal district courts. Their primary aim is to secure the just, speedy, and inexpensive determination of every action and proceeding. The FRCP are broad in scope, covering all aspects of civil litigation from the initial pleading stage to final judgment, and include provisions for discovery, trials, and appeals. Key rules and their application in civil litigation. Rule 1. Scope and Purpose. Rule 1 articulates the FRCP's overarching goal to ensure the just, speedy, and inexpensive determination of every action. This foundational principle encourages courts and parties to interpret and apply all subsequent rules in a manner that avoids unnecessary costs and delays, thereby making the legal process accessible and equitable. The rule embodies the judicial system's commitment to procedural fairness, guiding judges to exercise their discretion in a way that balances efficiency with substantive justice. It serves as a reminder that the rules are not an end in themselves but tools to facilitate the fair resolution of disputes. Rule 4, Summons. The issuance of a summons under Rule 4 is the procedural step that formally commences a civil action. This rule details the mechanics of how defendants are notified of legal actions against them, ensuring they are given an opportunity to respond. The requirements set forth for service of process, such as the timeframe for service, the contents of the summons, and the methods of service, are designed to uphold due process by ensuring defendants are adequately informed. This rule underscores the importance of jurisdictional principles, as proper service establishes the court's authority over the defendant, a cornerstone of the adversarial system. Rule 8, General Rules of Pleading. Rule 8 requires that pleadings be concise and direct, demanding clarity in the presentation of claims and defenses. This simplicity in pleadings is designed to streamline the litigation process, making it easier for parties to understand the nature of the claims and prepare their responses. By requiring a short and plain statement of the claim, the rule aims to eliminate ambiguity and facilitate a more efficient resolution of disputes. It reflects a balance between providing enough detail to inform the defendant of the claim and avoiding overly technical or detailed requirements that could impede the swift administration of justice. Rule 12, Defenses and Objections. Rule 12 plays a pivotal role in early case management by allowing defendants to challenge the legal sufficiency of a complaint before engaging in the full litigation process. This rule provides a mechanism for the early dismissal of cases that lack a legal basis, thereby conserving judicial resources and protecting defendants from the burdens of groundless litigation. The motions to dismiss for failure to state a claim, lack of jurisdiction, and improper venue, among others, are critical tools for ensuring that only meritorious cases proceed to discovery and trial. This rule exemplifies the judiciary's gatekeeping function, filtering out cases that do not meet the legal threshold for further consideration. Rule 26, Duty to Disclose. General Provisions Governing Discovery. Rule 26 lays the groundwork for the discovery process, emphasizing the principle of proportionality to balance the need for information with the burden of producing it. The rule's provisions on mandatory disclosures, discovery scope, and limitations are designed to promote transparency and fairness in litigation. By requiring parties to provide certain information without awaiting discovery requests, the rule fosters an environment of cooperation and efficiency. The emphasis on proportionality seeks to prevent discovery from becoming an unduly burdensome or tactical game, instead ensuring it serves its purpose of facilitating the fact-finding process. Rule 56, Summary Judgment. Rule 56 provides a procedural mechanism for disposing of actions where there is no genuine dispute as to any material fact, allowing for the efficient resolution of cases without the need for a trial. This rule underscores the court's role in evaluating the evidence and determining whether there is a factual basis for the case to proceed. By enabling the court to grant judgment as a matter of law when appropriate, Rule 56 serves as a critical tool for streamlining litigation and focusing judicial resources on disputes that truly require trial. It reflects the balance between the right to a trial and the need to avoid needless litigation when the outcome can be determined based on the facts and law. These selected federal rules of civil procedure illustrate the judicial system's efforts to ensure that civil litigation is conducted in a manner that is fair, efficient, and conducive to the resolution of disputes. They reflect the dynamic interplay between procedural formality and the substantive rights of the parties, guiding litigants and courts through the complexities of civil proceedings. Understanding these rules and their practical application is essential for legal practitioners navigating federal court litigation, as they provide the roadmap for advancing a case from initiation to resolution. Rule interpretation and application. The Federal Rules of Civil Procedure, FRCP, embody the principle of procedural flexibility, a characteristic that is essential for the administration of justice across the diverse spectrum of cases that populate the federal courts. This flexibility is not an invitation to arbitrariness but a mandate for judicial discretion, aimed at tailoring procedural rules to the specific demands of each case while upholding the principles of fairness, efficiency, and substantive justice. Interpretive principles. The interpretation of the FRCP is guided by foundational principles designed to ensure that the application of these rules serves the broader objectives of justice. Courts approach the FRCP with an aim to balance procedural efficiency with the need to fully adjudicate the substantive rights of the parties involved. This balance is crucial in maintaining the integrity of the judicial process and the trust of the public it serves. Advisory committee's notes. These notes are a critical resource for understanding the intent behind the rules and offer valuable insight into how they should be applied. Judges and legal practitioners frequently consult these notes to grasp the nuances of the rules and to resolve ambiguities in their interpretation. Precedent and principles of justice. Courts also rely on precedent, where past judicial decisions inform the application of the rules to similar future cases. This reliance promotes consistency and predictability in the legal process. However, courts are also mindful of the evolving principles of justice and procedural fairness, ensuring that the application of the FRCP aligns with contemporary standards of equity and due process. Application in various contexts. The FRCP are applied dynamically, taking into consideration the unique circumstances of each case. This adaptability allows the legal process to accommodate a wide range of disputes, from complex, multi-party litigation to straightforward contract disputes. Discovery rules. For instance, the application of discovery rules illustrates the flexibility of the FRCP. In complex cases, courts might allow for extensive discovery, recognizing the need for a thorough examination of facts and evidence. Conversely, in simpler matters, discovery might be limited to prevent unnecessary costs and delays, reflecting the principle of proportionality enshrined in Rule 26. Tailoring procedures. Judges have the authority to modify procedural timelines, order mediation or settlement conferences, and adjust discovery limits. This tailoring is done within the confines of the FRCP but allows each case to be managed according to its individual needs and complexities. Role of judicial discretion. Judicial discretion is central to the effective application of the FRCP. Judges are entrusted with the responsibility to interpret and apply the rules in a manner that ensures fair and efficient outcomes. Managing cases, judges use discretion in managing the flow of cases, deciding on the admissibility of evidence, and determining the relevance and scope of discovery. This discretion allows them to direct the litigation process in a way that minimizes unnecessary expenditures of time and resources while ensuring that parties have a fair opportunity to present their case. Rulings on motions, decisions on pretrial motions, such as motions to dismiss or for summary judgment, showcase judicial discretion in practice. Judges assess the merits of these motions based on the specifics of the case, the evidence presented, and the applicable law, ensuring that their rulings reflect both the letter and the spirit of the FRCP. Evolving interpretations. The interpretation of the FRCP is not static but evolves in response to new legal challenges, technological advancements, and shifts in societal values. This evolutionary process is vital for keeping the rules relevant and effective in administering justice. Adapting to new legal issues. As novel legal issues emerge, courts interpret the FRCP in ways that address these challenges while adhering to the foundational principles of the rules. This adaptability ensures that the procedural framework of the federal courts remains equipped to handle the changing landscape of litigation. Technological changes. The advent of digital communication and data storage has significantly impacted the practice of law, particularly in the realm of discovery. Courts have adapted the FRCP to address the complexities of electronic discovery, ensuring that the rules accommodate modern practices while safeguarding the rights and obligations of the parties involved. In conclusion, the FRCP are designed with a degree of flexibility that allows for their nuanced application across a broad array of legal disputes. This flexibility, guided by interpretive principles and judicial discretion, ensures that the rules can adapt to the evolving nature of litigation and continue to serve their fundamental purpose, the just, speedy, and inexpensive determination of every action. Through this dynamic and principled application, the FRCP facilitate an equitable legal process, responsive to the needs of both the parties and the pursuit of justice. Conclusion. The federal rules of civil procedure are the backbone of civil litigation in federal courts, providing a comprehensive framework for resolving disputes. Understanding these rules, their purposes, and how they are interpreted and applied is essential for legal practitioners. This knowledge enables attorneys to navigate the complexities of litigation, advocate effectively for their clients, and contribute to the fair and efficient administration of justice. By mastering the FRCP, legal professionals ensure that they are well equipped to handle the challenges of litigation, from the initial pleadings through discovery, trial, and appeal. The rules are designed not just as procedural hurdles but as tools to facilitate the just resolution of disputes, underscoring the legal system's commitment to fairness, efficiency, and justice.